Welcome to my lecture, dear student. I am Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and it's my pleasure once again to talk to you for chapter number 5, where we would be discussing forms of tourism. As we learn in every chapter, first we must know what we would be learning objectives, what is our focus on this. And in this chapter, in form of tourism chapter, we will be learning about different forms of tourism. So quite an interesting topic. We have learned in the past chapters about domestic tourism. And what does domestic tourism strictly means is involve resident of the given country traveling only within this country. Very simple. All resident in India. And again, resident means those who have been continuously staying for one full year in India, that include foreign national, all traveling within India will be called a domestic tourist. In this case, the resident travel and visit destination within their own country's boundaries for tourism purposes. It is also known as internal as well as national tourism. More coverage on domestic tourism, we consider them as national or internal tourism. We must add here that domestic tourism was very helpful in continuously floating the tourism industry in the COVID era and post-COVID years 2021 and 2022. Because of our huge population and huge amount of diversified tourism products, the domestic tourism continuously remained operational. It was never closed down only for 5 to 6 months in 2020. Other than that, with restrictions also, we saw the growth of domestic tourism. It may be noted that traveling has been considered as integral part of ancient Indian culture. Of course, limited, but we had seen within Indian culture, people traveling to the diversified and big number of tourist attractions that were spread around India in the form of palaces, in the form of heritage, in the form of any tourism-related structure that was built by respective kings, dynasties. Internal tourism has seen ongoing growth. A fine example would be international tourists were coming down to India, like the famous traveler Hyun Song and the famous traveler Ibn Battuta. They traveled to our country, India, in the centuries from now, around 1,000 years back. They were here in India to learn about what India has potential for tourism. Hyun Song came to learn about the Buddhist culture. So in ancient India, we had tourism growth and flow of within India as well. It was defined as deshtam, meaning local tourism, or paryatan, meaning traveling for leisure, and tirthan, meaning traveling for religious purposes. Quite a few, two of these terms are very commonly used. For example, paryatan. We still call our Ministry of Tourism as Paryatan Mantrale. And for visiting religious places, we say tirthyatra. So that is still in use with us. As an earlier periods of human civilization, the people were free to move to any place without prior information, restriction, and other formalities. There was nothing called passport. There was nothing called restriction in the era 1,500 years back. People were freely moving only in certain countries. If they were representing of a dynasty or a rule, then they were carrying a letter issued to them by the respective ruler. So that will allow them and protect them. Even if you notice your passport, Indian passport, there is a request by President of India suggesting, please support and give all assistance to the bearer of this passport, which means there is always an appeal from head of the state to help and assist for and make easy travel for the concerned person who could be a tourist. So you can imagine how much coverage domestic tourism importance we hold for our growth of tourism. Inbound tourism stands for non-resident traveling in the given country, which means who are not resident or netizens of India, nationals of India, or even Indians, but not living for more than 1 year within India. They will all be contributing in the growth of inbound tourism. They will be always considered as inbound tourists. A family living in Dubai for 10 years would visit India. They will be counted at the airport as inbound tourists. Could be not really taking tourism, but they will be accounted as tourist arrival. Of course, it's not a foreign tourist, but definitely they will be counted, especially people holding different nationalities, Canadian, US, Australian, and they are coming to India to meet their friends and relatives, but they will also account for inbound tourism. And not to forget here, the international travelers who hold different nationalities would come to India and contribute toward inbound tourism. So when a native of other country visit a country with the intention to spend limited time and spend money in for, it's called tourism purposes. And inbound tourism is the act of a person traveling to a destination within which they would not usually reside. They are essentially coming in for the country's tourism. Inbound tourism, many destinations rely heavily on inbound tourism. For example, France, 79 million tourists. Spain, very close to that. And the US, Italy, or very recently Maldives, but for Indian tourists. And this time, the Indian tourists have exceeded, Russian tourists have exceeded more than Indian tourists in the year, in the month of November and October. Russian tourists flock, not on the international standard. Maldives is not very close to even first 20 countries of the world where international tourists come in. And same thing goes, what is an inbound tourism for one country would be an outbound tourism for another country. German traveling from Germany coming to India is inbound tourism for India, whereas the same group of traveler in Germany will be outbound tourism because they're going out of Germany to India, so they will be outbound tourism. It involves native resident traveling to another country for tourism purpose with the intent to spend limited time. So in other words, as the name suggests, outbound tourism is about going out of one's own country. It refers to the act of leaving one's home country to visit a holiday destination. It may observe that countries that are small or they do not have a variety of tourist provision tend to experience high level of outbound tourism. If there is nothing much to do in their own country and they have the spending capacity, they would like to travel abroad. So they take outbound tourism to avail. About 10 years back, many Gulf countries had this issue because they had nothing much to add to their tourism. Saudi Arabia, for example, had only religious tourism, which was inbound tourism coming. But the recent rulers have taken initiative in providing opportunities, entertainment, the style of construction, the hotels, and the supply chain of flights, etc., to ensure that the arrival of tourists to Saudi Arabia is not only just Hajj pilgrim, but more than that. So they have seen good number of Saudi national sort of taking up a foreign tourism or outbound tourism, which they were doing for a number of years in 80s, 70s, 90s, have now seen utilizing their own available outbound destination within, destination within their country, and they are taking up their own travel. So outbound tourism, it is mentioned that some countries where they have nothing much to see within their country, they take an outbound tourism also. So over the period of now country related to form of tourism, that's the topic I'm going to talk. Over the period, following terms are evolved to describe other form of tourism. What is that? Internal tourism. It comprises domestic tourism and inbound tourism. Internal tourism. National tourism. It comprises domestic tourism and outbound tourism. And international tourism, it comprises inbound tourism and outbound tourism. So these are quite few explanations that you have understood. Have a look at this chart that we have. Domestic tourism, national tourism, outbound tourism. They are all part explained in this chart or in this diagram, in this slide as international tourism, internal tourism, national tourism. All very well designed, picked up from UNWTO. So when we talk of outbound, inbound and domestic tourism, giving growth to national tourism, internal tourism and international. So international tourism, outbound. Outbound for some country is inbound tourism for another country and so on. Internal tourism, it includes activities of the resident and the non-resident visitor within the country of reference as part of the domestic or international trips. And national tourism refers to, includes activities of resident visitor within and outside the country of reference, either as part of domestic or outbound tourism. Understand this topic very well, that national tourism means activities of resident and outside the country of reference, either as part of domestic or outbound trips. So we pick up another form of tourism, internal, which includes activities of resident and non-resident. National tourism, it includes activities of resident visitor within and outside the country of reference. A quite detailed explanation on them. We now try to understand the international tourism. This includes activities of residents, visitors outside the country of reference, either as part of domestic or outbound trip. And so somebody traveling to a destination where outbound trips are taken over and the activities of non-resident visitor within the country of reference for inbound tourism. I hope this explains to you the international tourism. People travel to nation other than their own country. Indian traveling out of India, in which they normally live and which has its separate identity in terms of political, economic and social setup. So people travel in a nation other than their own country, in which they normally live and which has its separate identity. So this was reference to the international tourism. International movement of people requires various type of legal and financial formalities. Yes, legal could be referred to the visa. In international tourism, the country of origin and the country of destination or the hosts are different. Repeat, in international tourism, the country of origin and the country of destination or the host country are different. This defines things properly. Country-related forms of tourism, we continue. International tourism is the act of traveler crossing national, international borders. It has grown considerably. In recent years, due to the rise in disposable income, we picked up this at a particular topic, that additional incomes have come home, and with that additional income, which is disposable and remaining with you, so they would like to take up the foreign travel with the help of low-cost carriers that are operational. Further, national or domestic and international tourism are the two aspects of tourism that are based on the geography of the region. So people would love to travel within the short distance travel periods, availability of destination that are at their disposal. Certainly, these two formats have much in common and so may be considered essentially the same activity. What are we talking about? National and domestic tourism. They are linked with this type of a growth. We are going through the region-specific form of tourism. We are picking up from region-wise. So today, which means when we are talking, tourism has been recognized as an important industry and essential activities worldwide. We have continuously been seeing that there is a passion among many of us to travel. In fact, for many, it is a must that every 2 years, every 1 year, they travel. So every nation, irrespective of its size and its structure, is making efforts to develop international tourism. They are putting all their hard work in their marketing strategy, in their approach to international tourists, in bringing in user-friendly visa policies, in developing infrastructure, encouraging, putting up pull factor to see that international tourism arrival in their country exceed what they target at. So as a tourism offers multifarious advantages to the national economy in form of getting it foreign exchange and growing the GDP, the balance of payment, international understanding, and intra-regional and inter-regional development. Now here, the country that has friendly policies, they have arrangements of infrastructure within their own neighborhood, they have great understanding of the different cultures, and that has resulted into understanding and encouraging international tourists to come and arrive in their countries for which the promotion are being carried out from time to time period. So all countries all over the world are targeting and would like to exceed their targets. They are focusing on certain things, retaining it, sustaining it, and bringing in more growth by adding up man-made attractions. The ideal example I would once again give here is of Dubai. Every year they add up something to their tourist attraction. They bring in foreign investment wherein they put up new focuses, new products that are available. So much so that in this country of United Arab Emirates, which is majority-wise, the major part of the country is desert, but they have added a lot of activities that attract tourists, like desert safari, which is primarily what they have as the national environmental area. In addition to that, they have brought in the wildlife. They have the different type of animals where a night safari is arranged to see those animals. They have got beautiful flower shows. They have got Universal Studios. And continuously they are seeing that the name of country UAE floats high on tourism and people continuously keep visiting. So they bring in one of the other example I can give here is of Singapore. Singapore being so small a country, but they have been very successfully promoting. They are ensuring that international tourists keep coming to Singapore in course of time, in a period that they focus year-wise and continuously keep registering. They have been successful in retaining the best airport of the world for Changi International Airport, which is at Singapore. Many of those tourists who come, they just come to Singapore Changi International Airport just for transiting, because it's so beautifully designed and being offered to international tourists. Message I'm giving you, my dear student, is all efforts are being made by every single country that has tourism potential to retain, sustain what they are getting and continuously keep adding, so the international tourism continues to see growth. So again, in practical term, international tourism is known as intra-regional tourism also. Say, tourists from UAE goes down to Kuwait because it is in a region. Tourists traveling from Singapore to Malaysia, it is just in the region. They are not only in labor, but they have all the potential of inter-regional tourism growth. There are many countries who have offered, like Schengen, for example, a Schengen visa that is granted for approximately 29 countries in Europe allows you to freely move in the region designed as Schengen states, Schengen countries. One can move freely in that regional international tourism growth. So traveling from France to Germany, you don't need a visa again for Germany if you have a Schengen visa, valid Schengen visa. Likewise, going from Italy to Greece, from France to Spain, from Portugal to another Schengen country, Austria and so, and Netherlands and Ireland and so many other such countries who are falling under these 29 states of a Schengen visa. That's the finest example of intra-regional travel. Likewise, ASEAN countries, which is Far Eastern 10 countries, have given freedom of travel within the region of ASEAN 10 countries, which consists of Philippines, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei, and few more as 10 countries where tourists freely move within that region without caring for visa. So this is one of the finest examples of intra-regional travel. This is because the tourist traffic flows and from countries within the same region of the globe. And this is an important component of international tourism. Yes, it will classify it broadly as international. A tourist going in from France to Germany is an international, but within the region, within the same global element of Schengen countries. Okay, Netherlands, I just named Belgium, France, Portugal, Switzerland, Greece, they all fall under those 29 states, and that is recording as a regional tourism growth, despite they coming out of internationally independent, bordered, and all international commitment being met. Despite that, it's a regional growth. Intra-regional tourism is relatively more significant in developed region. Examples are picked up from Europe and America. For America, we talk of North American, US and Canada. So a US citizen can freely go to Canada anytime he or she wants. Likewise, a Canadian can come to US without any problem. As compared to developing regions, like in Africa and South Asia, yeah? So Africa, developing country, but their free travel wasn't there, but they are seriously working. Many countries are getting rid of visa requirement. Rwanda is one country, followed by Kenya. They have approved travel of African within the region without any hassle of visa requirement. So the significance of intra-region tourism is likely to vary between different regions and from one country to another. Yes, it will have some difference, but it will definitely support the regional growth. According to international, now we pick up another inter-regional tourism highlights in the 2023 edition. Europe accounts for nearly 60% of the world international arrival, followed by the America, which was 16%. Europe present half, that is about 53% of international tourism receipt, followed by the America with almost 1/4. So 4 of the 5 tourists travel within their region. So 5 travelers who travel within the region. So they would have gone from Germany to France. Somebody would have gone from Malaysia to Thailand. Somebody would have traveled from Dubai or UAE to Saudi Arabia.